Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Software 2004 Demand Generation Conference Call. Just a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks, I would like to turn the call over to Christy Schaffner. Christy, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lori. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you are. My name is Christy Schaffner, and I'm with the IBM Software Business Partner Marketing Organization. I'd like to really welcome you to our call today. First, a bit of housekeeping. For those of you who may not have seen it, there are two ways to access the presentation materials that support this call. So you can either download it or participate in the e-meeting, and access to both of those options are available on the BP Zone. So if you go out to the Partner World for Software Business Partner Zone and look in the Events and Conferences section under Teleconferences, you'll see a heading that says Learn about the 2004 IBM Software Marketing Programs. And there you'll find the e-meeting information as well as the link to download the presentation directly. So we encourage you to follow along if you're so inclined. So we're holding this call because every year IBM launches some exciting new marketing activities into the market, and every year our business partners kind of sit back and try and determine the best way to leverage our demand generation activities for your own kind of more local efforts. So this year, IBM's really made some tremendous progress with both our approach to the software marketing tactics and also the inclusion of business partners along the way. And you'll hear all about it today from Kevin Powers, who's the director with the Worldwide Software Group Marketing Programs, and Pam Kaplan, who's Worldwide Director of Business Partner Marketing Programs with IBM Software. And at the conclusion of Kevin and Pam's segments, we will host a Q&A section. So if you have any questions that come up along the way, please just jot them down and feel free to raise them at the end of the call. So with that, I won't take any more time, and I'd like to hand it over to you, Kevin.
Thank you, Christy, and thank you all for the opportunity to talk to you about some of the new activities we're going to be doing in 2004 in marketing. And I recognize several of the names here in the e-meeting, so hello to all of you who are old friends in the partner community. Christy, if you want to go to the next slide, we can talk a little bit about what we're going to go through today. You'll hear this term marketing program a lot from us as we move forward. In the past, we've talked a lot about campaigns and a lot of our demand generation activities. We're now focused on a sort of a broader view of marketing, and I'll explain in a moment exactly what is included in a marketing program. We're going to go through what we're calling the six big plays. In a second, you'll understand more what that is, but we're going to really talk about what the big plays are, what they include, what they mean to customers, and what they mean to you, our business partners. And then I'm going to talk briefly about some of our advertising and other marketing activities, events, and so forth that will support these marketing programs. The next slide, Christy, if you'll do that. This is a chart that will probably become familiar to all of you. We those of us here at IBM Software Group have this really emblazoned in our brain these days. This really this is a graphic representation of our marketing activities and how we're actually going to market through Software Group this year. You'll look at the top layer talks about e-business on-demand operating environment integrated plays, and there's three of them there: integration, people productivity, and automation. And I'll talk more in detail about each of them in just a moment. You'll see that there's a line that says industry above those three blocks, and these on-demand programs are really going to take on an industry flair as well. There'll be a lot of industry messaging and a lot of industry components and complements to those activities. Underneath the on-demand programs, you'll see there are three that really have more of a customer view. There's an SMB program, a software development platform program, and an install-based program. And again, I'll be talking in more detail about each of those. At the very bottom of this chart, you'll see the five Software Group brands represented in what is called brand specific. There will continue to be some very some brand specific activities, primarily around product launches and competitive activity that will still be delivered into the market by this new program framework with the five software brands. So there'll be continue to be some brand specific activities in addition to this cross brand level of activity. If we can move to the next slide, Christy, we'll talk about what is a program. As this slide says, a program is an end-to-end integrated set of marketing activities that addresses a strategy and provides a compelling solution to customer needs and differentiates IBM from the competition. What a program integrates are all of the marketing mix elements. So there is offerings and solutions that are a part of a program. The integrated marketing communications activity, a lot of the activities that we will focus on today, advertising, demand generation, direct mail, and interactive events, webcasts, and collateral are all a part of that. Channel marketing and enablement become a vital piece of the programs, how we then drive these programs into the market using our channel and partners. Communications activities are another big piece of this, the public relations and analyst relations activities that supports any of these programs and plays. Offers, incentives, promotions, and pricing come into play as well. Key messaging and value propositions for different customers and customer types become an important component of all of this. And then overall, how we measure the programs and their effectiveness. So you'll see that this is a broader view than we have had in the past, where we really focused on the demand generation, direct marketing activities. This is a far more integrated set of activities that really takes a broader view of routes to market as well as other marketing activities. Christy, if you can go to the next slide. The next slide has some summary information on the first three of our big plays, the on-demand big plays. Again, they are automation, integration, and people productivity. You'll see at the top of each of the blocks, it is sort of a benefit statement about what each of these programs offer. For the first one, automation, it's better use of assets, improving availability, resiliency, and cost reduction. You'll see in the block that says automation is a pie chart, and that shows which brands are represented inside of that block. So you see that there's a fair amount of Tivoli involvement in that program, but there's also WebSphere and Rational. And again, all of these programs that I'm going to go through are cross-brand in nature, and these pie charts are representing the amount of participation from the individual brands. Each of these on-demand plays are using some sub-themes and some messaging areas. For automation, you'll see things about IT orchestration, system availability, and optimization as some of the core messaging there. The second one in the middle is integration, and that is the information and application access, management, and collaboration. Again, you'll see the brand representation. There's a fair amount of WebSphere represented and data, but Lotus and Tivoli as well. And this is all about integrated operations and consolidated data view. And then the third program is people productivity. And this is very much connected to the integration play. People productivity and integration are very, very much connected, integrated. The connectivity and collaboration anytime, anywhere, from any device is the key message for people productivity. Again, you'll see all of the brands represented. All five brands are represented in this play. The main areas of focus are portal, content management, collaboration, and messaging. And Christy, the next slide. I'm going to talk a little bit in more detail about each of these plays. First, with automation. Again, seeing the brands that are participating, the main customer message is automated IT orchestration, increasing utilization by proactively sensing and responding to peaks in demand and allocating IT resources according to business policies. You'll see a list of industries that are listed, and those are some of the industries that we're going to be looking at as part of this program. You'll see a listing of audience as well, large IT with complex environments, upper mid-market, and IT and C-level decision-makers and line-of-business execs are the audiences for this play. And Christy, the next slide, please. The business partner value proposition here is the partners reduce the complexity of their customers' IT management by enabling better use of assets, improved availability, resiliency, and reduced costs. There is a $17 billion marketplace opportunity here with this program, and we're obviously looking to get as much of that as we can. There are a number of solutions that are mapped to automation, regulatory compliance, CRM, intellectual property management, business modeling, business process management, application, and information management. And these slides are very much a summary of this program. We have detailed plans that elements of which can be shared as well. Second program is integration. Again, here the customer messages integrate and optimize across and beyond the enterprise. Delivers an integrated, secure, and cost-effective infrastructure and application environment to be more responsive to business priorities. The industries here are listed, as you can see, and the audience is large IT, upper mid-market, the IT and C-level decision-makers, and line of business execs. The business partner value prop on the next slide delivers the ability to integrate data, applications, people, and processes across and beyond your company. It streamlines integration, streamlines operations, leverages existing IT investments while having the flexibility to adapt quickly to changing business conditions. This is a $12 billion marketplace opportunity. And again, the solutions that are mapped to integration, business modeling, process transformation, application and information integration, access and collaboration, business process management. Next program is people productivity. The customer message here is all about connecting people, employees, customers, suppliers, and partners with the information and applications globally, anytime, anywhere, and from any device. The industries, again, are listed on the left-hand side of the slide. And audiences here are mid to large IT environments, IT and C-level decision makers, and line of business executives. Next slide. The business partner value proposition is that the business partner delivered workplace-related solutions to solve customer needs and pains. It's an $8 billion opportunity, and the solutions here are messaging, content management, portal, collaboration, instant messaging, workforce mobility, enterprise modernization, security, and management. There is a working as part of these three on-demand programs, we have an architecture for a lot of our marketing communications activities. And this chart gives a view of that architecture. It's very much taking a themes approach. So you'll see at the far left, we talk about awareness, and we are leveraging our advertising campaign that is going on globally right now as the front end, if you will, to our demand generation activities. There's a theme, middleware is everywhere, which is the driver of our advertising activity. You'll see advertising that supports each of the programs I just went through, integration, people productivity, and automation. However, we have a very defined architecture for a lot of our demand generation activities. We are going to be touching the customers on a number of times with an introduction initially of each of the themes, integration, people productivity, and automation, and then the sub messages that support those themes. We're gonna deliver three of them so that there'll be four direct touches, and the respondents to those touches will then be driven to a number of other areas. So there'll be some landing pages and resource page links that they can respond to an offer and get some additional information. We'll be driving some of them for follow up and some of them directly to your partners for follow up. There'll be some outbound telemarketing and other activities that will be a part of this activity as well. And the whole idea is to drive these respondents from awareness to action as quickly as possible through the cycle. Next slide, please. Thanks, Christy. We're going to talk now about the other three programs, SMB, install base, and software development platform. So on the left, we've got SMB, growth and expansion, regulatory compliance, and business pressures. You'll see again that all five brands are represented as part of this program. And the focus is on industry solutions that are delivered by business partners and powered by Express. Second program is Install Base. It's infrastructure and application integration. Again, all brands are represented here. And the Install Base growth via cross-selling and upselling and harmony pairing. The Z-Series activity is also a part of this particular program. And the third program is the software development platform. It's developer productivity and flexibility. Again, we see represented, you see a fair amount of Rational, our newest brand, represented in this program along with WebSphere, Tivoli, and Data. Here, the focus is on building and deploying and maintaining quality software in less time and open source development environment. And thank you, Christy, for already being at the next slide. We're going to talk a little bit about SMB. Again, you see the brands represented in the left-hand corner. The customer message here is affordable, fast-to-install solutions designed to meet the unique needs of medium businesses to provide competitive advantage based on a complex set of Express products. You'll see the industries that are identified as key industries in the left-hand block. And in the audience block, you see the audience is net new IBM software customers in selected industries, mid-sized businesses, 100 to 999 in size, and IT and C-level decision makers. Next slide. The value prop is that business partners deliver SMB industry-specific solutions solving customer needs and pains empowered by Express products. There's an $88 billion marketplace opportunity here. And the solutions here that are mapped to SMB are financial analysis, e-commerce, CRM, Salesforce automation, document content management, product data management, supply chain management, warehouse control, intellectual property management, and many others. We ran out of slides there, or room on the slides. Talk a little bit about the Install Base program. This is one of the most significant changes. In the past, when we went to market brand by brand, there was in fact an install base play that supported each individual brand. This is a place where we have pulled all of those activities together into one program and actually used a lot of our buyer behavior and market intelligence data in building this particular program. There's really two primary sources of opportunity to our install base. The transactional opportunities, which are natural product offering extensions, increasing number of licenses, and so forth, and strategic growth opportunities, which are primarily delivered through our on-demand programs. So the install base will be touched through our on-demand programs that I just reviewed, as well as in this install base activity. We're going to focus primarily on the transactional opportunities here. The next slide will show you the areas that we're really focused on, and on the right in particular, the demand generation activities. We're really looking at cross-sell, upsell, and expand as one of the key areas, and that's version-to-version upgrades and cross-selling of solutions and so forth. As I said earlier, the eServer Z-Series activity is a part of this, and the install base that supports that area. We've got a renewals program as part of this. And in the lower left-hand RNG block on the left, you'll see a loyalty program, and that is also something that we are starting to build. You'll see some loyalty activities that will begin to be delivered coming out of this. Next slide talks about software development platform. It's a combination of products and services that form a complete and configurable solution to automate and integrate the core business processes of software development. And again, this is building upon a lot of the foundation that we have in WebSphere and Rational and other brands that we've had before. I'm going to now move on to the next section, which is advertising and events. The value proposition from IBM's standpoint is that IBM is the best partner to deliver breakthroughs in business innovation and productivity, driving the success of your organization in an on-demand world. And the other messages sort of support that one basic statement about IBM's value. We have, the next slide shows the advertising strategy. You'll see that we're trying to unify up messaging behind one common benefit, and that's the IBM middleware is the essential ingredient to enable business success in an on-demand world. We want to use industries and customer references to demonstrate relevance, lead with Express in the SMB space, leverage cross-IBM business partner initiative to deliver software group messaging to the partner community, and our target audience is business-minded IT decision makers here. The next slide shows an example of one of our middlewares everywhere ads. There are a number that are in the market right now around the world, and there are some additional ads being developed around the on-demand programs that I talked about, integration, automation, and people productivity, as well as some specific support around some brand messaging as well. So that is just a single example of the activity that we've got going right now. Quickly to move on to events. Our objectives are to provide overall customer value, increase awareness and consideration and preference, and generate leads. A very important objective there. Support programs and industry initiatives, leverage brand-specific events as appropriate, and ensure alignment and coordination with the business partner events calendar, and create awareness concerning software group events amongst our partner base. You'll see the next slide is another architecture slide. This is an event architecture, and there's really three areas to our event strategy for 2004. One are anchor events, which tell a broad on-demand operating environment story. They target press, analysts, customers, and partners, and the role really here is awareness and consideration. The second tier is supporting events to tell a piece of the story leading with the single program, and these very much are activities and events that support the six programs I just went through. Targets are senior IT and line of business, and the role is interest, desire, and hopefully moving people to a close. And the third tier is technology events. They tell the technology side of the story, featuring education and information. The target, again, is IT and line of business. Here, it's education, nurturing, relationship building, and the technology events are very much in support of some of the brand-specific activities that I mentioned earlier. And that is a quick review of our 2004 marketing program activity, and I'd now like to hand it over to Pam Kaplan. Hopefully, I'm not too late, Pam.
Thanks very much, Kevin. And no, you're not too late, because there was certainly a lot of great information that you covered just in terms of really helping everybody understand what these big plays are all about and some of the background and just in terms of, you know, how the programs will be operating for 2004. If, Christy, you could just advance to the next slide. I'm going to spend the remainder of our call this morning talking about the big plays from the perspective of the business partner and some of the key programs and tools we have to help put, you know, your value-added services, applications, and solutions on the radar map and basically how you participate. So if you go to the next slide, we do a lot of research. We do a lot of research both internally within IBM and also rely both on analysts as well as outside research firms to really help us understand the marketplace, which is always changing. And, you know, just in terms of some of the trends that are affecting middleware and the overall opportunity and how customers buy, as Kevin indicated, when you look at the major trends, you know, customers are facing economic pressures and also competitive pressures. But what we see are that, you know, CIOs, chief information officers, are taking on wider leadership roles, not just in traditional IT, but also across the organization and extending into line of business types of applications and overall solutions. And we're also seeing that customers are looking for better integration of their applications and a growth path for their investments, mainly because times are tough and they can't afford to, you know, keep rebuilding every time. What we see are that, you know, IT environments are becoming more and more heterogeneous in the sense that they've got to be able to connect both to, you know, external suppliers as well as partners as well as different kinds of environments. So they need that flexibility. And as we've orchestrated the design of the big plays, we not only looked at what, you know, the market was buying, but also how. And IBM is not in the solution business. That's where our business partners play a key role. So all of these trends and all of this information about the overall marketplace really goes into, you know, decisions about how we create the big plays and, you know, more importantly, how we go to market with our business partners. So if you go to the next slide, you know, all of this research and all of the different meetings we have in, you know, with all of you actually on the phone, partners consistently tell us that it nets out to four key things in terms of what they look for from a vendor and particularly from IBM. And the first thing is market opportunity. You know, looking at an overall market for the overall product, understanding, you know, where there are areas to make money. Market pull or demand for the product and the strength of the brand is obviously key. Assistance with business development and marketing support, incentive programs that are going to, you know, connect to your bottom line. And a great vendor has to provide all of these different things, but, you know, above all, business partners are in this to make money, and we have to be able to have a value proposition so that, you know, we can all certainly profit in this opportunity. So let's start by talking about market opportunity because I think it helps to provide a little bit of background just in terms of the importance of partners to the overall marketplace and these big plays. So for those of you that have been through IBM presentations in the past, you may recognize some of these triangle charts representing, you know, kind of pieces or segments of the market. And on the very left-hand side at the upper end of the triangle, you see what we call integrated and aligned space. These are our enterprise customers, the very largest customers out there. And there are about 32,000 of them, we estimate, worldwide. And overall spending is somewhere around $35 billion. And the types of applications and the types of middleware that these particular customers are buying, this customer set is looking for the overall middleware to really help set the stage for the infrastructure. And building strategic infrastructures and deploying applications on top, these particular customers tend to buy branded products from established vendors whom they have direct relationships. But what you see here in the bottom part of the marketplace, the small and medium part of the marketplace, and we estimate these to be anywhere from about 100 employees to about 1,000 employees, what we see is that customers are really making decisions based on solutions. So they're looking for solutions to solve specific business problems of which those solutions run on top of the overall middleware. So tend to lead with the overall solution decision, dragging the middleware behind it. And obviously, we don't participate in the solution business. This is where you all participate. So partners are extremely important to really meeting this overall opportunity. But from an overall, you know, growth perspective, this part of the market, the small, medium business, is growing faster than the enterprise. You can see here that it's a larger opportunity now for the first time. We're starting to shift in terms of overall spending, and it's about $40 billion, we estimate. But most significant are that there are about 500,000 customers worldwide. So significant size in terms of overall numbers of companies and populations of companies out there in just about every country that we all do business with in the world, and obviously every country that you do business in. So, you know, the landscape of the marketplace continues to change, but we think we're very well positioned with our partnering strategy to make sure that we are at the place where customers are buying these solutions, excuse me. And if you go to the next page, you'll see that, you know, our research also shows us that solution providers play a key role in the decision process. And beyond the importance of ISV applications, all industries tend to rely on solution providers. And it doesn't matter if you're looking at finance, banking, you know, you can read the chart, electronics, insurance, solution providers play a significant role in helping to make IT investment decisions. 83% of these customers have used a solution provider for their last project, which is a very significant piece of research. So if you go to the next page, you can see here just from some of the sparklers, we are in a very good position in terms of many of the data points showing IBM's leadership in each of our brand areas. Just by statistics alone, you can see that, you know, you all have had a significant role in helping in this success, because certainly you all have helped in many of these installations and certainly in helping to grow the overall market share. But we think the strength of the IBM brand is very, very strong. And if you go to the next page, what Kevin Kevin talked about are these six big plays. And really, you know, from a partner perspective, these big plays are a consistent and effective way for both IBM as well as you to create not only customer awareness, but, you know, moving down that overall sales cycle is to go to market together. As we've seen from some of the market research and some of the buying characteristics of the market, it's not necessarily efficient to continue to go to market brand by brand by brand, but rather if we look at groupings of solutions along the lines of, you know, how the market is buying and what kinds of solutions the market is buying, together we can be a lot more efficient. So we think the opportunity is certainly there. And again, we've tied these overall big plays and the creation of them to the types of solutions and the categories that the customers are buying in. So if you go to the next page, we're going to talk a little bit about market pull. And another key area of our emphasis is around conditioning the market. When I talk about conditioning the market, I'm talking about, you know, basically, you know, looking at the combined results of public relations and media activity, looking at advertising to create better awareness and interest and desire for the products, as well as the solutions, and then demand generation, things like in our big plays. These are some of the clippings of the headlines from the PR, and, you know, I will say that 2003 was our best year ever. We had over 1,600 articles written, which is a new all-time record, particularly in the SMB space where, you know, we're trying to create much stronger awareness and really get, you know, not only the overall press community talking about IBM and our business partners, but also the analyst community as well. And in addition, in the fourth quarter, we overtook Microsoft in terms of positive press coverage for the first time ever. And we're going to continue and strengthen our efforts in 2004 because we're going to have even, you know, greater things to talk about. But what I'll just mention here is that when we do press activities, generally we always do them with ISVs and in conjunction with business partners. And there's nothing more compelling when you're talking to an external reporter or someone from the media or an analyst of really referencing success stories and referencing proof points in the marketplace that the strategy is not just good on paper, but it's actually working in actuality. So, you know, partners really play a key role in helping with some of these success stories, and certainly by participating in many of our PR efforts, it gives, you know, you the opportunity as well as us to get additional air cover for your service and our application. So that's my little plug in terms of success stories, but they are very important and we do use them quite regularly. If you go to the next page, Kevin talked a bit about advertising, but we're going to be ramping up our market preference to really presence to help condition the market to make it easier for you to sell. Instead of focusing, again, solely on individual brand tactics and ads, we're going to be featuring our big play storylines and also in the context of industry verticals. So we know that, you know, banking customers, for instance, tend to read banking journals as well as they would read the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and many of the other publications around the country. So we'll be advertising in addition to kind of broadly across the different media in these industry vertical publications. The same with retail, manufacturing, healthcare, and so on. So we want to be able to reach, you know, as many of the CIO types of buyers as well as the line of business buyers with our messages around automation, people productivity, and so on, so that we can be successful in helping, you know, the customer set to connect the dots in terms of these types of solutions and the fact that, you know, the middleware brand delivers and is the basis for the overall solution, but what really makes it come alive is the application on top of which are delivered by the business partners. So if you go to the next slide, we've talked a lot about, you know, market pull now. We've talked a bit about market opportunity. So, you know, it's really now how do partners participate in the marketing efforts? So I really want to be clear here. In 2004, we're going to focus on partner activation. We're going to be introducing co-marketing programs that are going to help you to build up pipeline. We're tying our co-marketing content to the six big plays so that it'll be very easy as you're making efforts out there in your demand generation into the marketplace. You'll be able to use the same materials that we're using in our overall marketing efforts so you have the maximum amount of leverage. We're also going to be publishing a calendar of events and tactics that's going to help you to better tie your marketing to ours, so that as we launch, you know, each of the different tactics under these big plays, as well as new products, you'll be able to understand from a calendar perspective what's happening when, so that you in turn can time your own activities. And we're also going to be focusing on enablement tools that are really going to help you sell. So if you go to the next page, let's talk about something we're calling big play in a box. When it comes to creating your own marketing materials, it doesn't, you know, get any easier, faster, or cheaper than leveraging the templates that we provide to our partners. So you'll be able to go to the business partner zone, and you'll be able to download sales materials, including, you know, spec sheets and cheat sheets and elevator pitches, as well as, you know, quick reference guides for each of these big programs, copies of press releases, advertising copy that you'll be able to use, so that if you do your own local advertising or some of your web materials, you'll be able to take advantage of the artwork that we've already created and are investing, you know, a lot of our resource dollars into. You'll also be able to look at channel enablement roadmaps in terms of both sales and technical, so that, you know, depending on your partner model and your business model, you'll be able to, you know, take advantage of education through our programs like You Pass, We Pay, as well as a lot of our sales materials and enablement materials to make sure that you can get started very quickly. We're also going to be offering marketing templates, and, you know, in the business partner zone, for those of you that have taken part in co-marketing in the past, we're continuing to try and make it much easier to be able to access information like seminar material, direct mail pieces, telescripts, and everything that we're using in our big plays. We want to be able to make versions of this available for the business partners. So if you just think of the concept of a big play in a box, what we're really saying is that, you know, in the business partner zone, you'll be able to go and, you know, depending on what big play you think you're best aligned with, or maybe there will be more than one, you'll be able to access all of this information. So it's very, very easy. If you go to the next page, I just want to talk a little bit about support and incentives, because, again, I think it all comes down to the bottom line of how you're making money. So, you know, if we could just kind of pause and just think about this for a minute. We talked about the big plays and how we designed them. And from what Kevin talked about, you know, each one has a grouping of key solutions. Each one has a lineup of brand products, and, you know, kind of a distribution of brand products is going to be a little bit different play by play. So, for instance, the automation play is pretty heavy in Tivoli. And the collaboration or workplace play or people productivity is very heavy in Lotus, and integration is pretty heavy in WebSphere. So, you know, all of you on the phone, again, have different business models, but, you know, each of you probably has a set of industries and or customer sets that you normally target your business around. Each of you probably has either an application or some kind of value-added service that basically you specialize in, and each of you probably has, you know, some kind of a skill set or a natural affiliation or affinity to some of the brands based on, you know, which programs you kind of started into within IBM. And the program, Value Advantage Plus, hopefully many of you are familiar with this program and enrolled in this program, it represents a great opportunity to help you align, you know, your industry expertise, your value-added solution or services against one or more of these big plays. So we recognize that, you know, not every single partner is going to be participating in all six big plays. That would be pretty unrealistic. But, you know, many of you will align naturally, depending on, you know, where your business model is, to one or more of these big plays. And while you may not be delivering services and or solutions across all of the brands at this time, you can hopefully, you know, at the end of this call, see yourself at least in where your niche in the marketplace is and where you most naturally align. Because what we want to be able to do is continue to drive, you know, your overall services and solutions through programs like Value Advantage Plus, and provide additional visibility and alignment to these big plays, and hopefully continue to drive, you know, better programs and co-marketing opportunities to you aligned to these overall big plays as well. So if you go to the next page, we're also making a big investment in expanding our innovation center strategy. And you may be familiar with the partner early enablement programs that started last year through the WebSphere Innovation Centers. We're going to take that best practice and expand further to include support for all of our brand priority products, particularly support for the new Express portfolio, These centers are going to include facilities that IBM manages and facilities that are managed by both our value-added distributors and our business partners, and something called a new Virtual Innovation Center portal, which we're going to be introducing through the Partner World website. So, you know, definitely watch this space. So right around the Partner World conference timeframe, we'll be publishing a lot more information about the Virtual Innovation Center. But the idea is that you'll be able to go and get best-of-breed enablement support, online mentoring, porting assistance, Q&A, ask the expert, even, you know, chat rooms, all designed to give you much easier access to both sales as well as technical marketing information. If you go to the next page, finally, what's important here is to note that, you know, we've tried to design the overall business partner participation in the big plays depending on what is your desired level of participation. So, you know, at the very base, through Partner World for Software, we offer all of the sales and marketing materials I talked about, some of the key tools, selling tools like executive assessment, as well as campaign designer. And for those of you that are in a business model where you're willing to do a partner plan and have, you know, a sales force, we have, you know, participation, what we call Fast Start Quick Pipe Builders, which is a co-marketing program where you can quickly get out into the marketplace and do some seminars and webinars and events to your ideal customers around these big plays. There are shared cost, co-marketing funds available if you're qualified as part of VAP or some of the TCI programs that we have available. And for those of you that may need additional assistance, we also are offering some agencies to help in terms of the overall execution of these fast start tactics. And then for those of you that have a business model where you have certified skills, you'll be invited to participate in local big play co-marketing events and campaigns, and looking again at the availability of shared co-marketing funds to qualified business partners. But the key thing here is that you can also participate in lead management through our Partner World for Software lead management system. Again, aligning where your overall value-added service and or expertise is in terms of the middleware to these big plays and registering for Partner World lead management, you can participate that way. So again, pretty, you know, across the board, we want to make sure that we've got a robust program that's aligned to your desired business model and your desired level of participation. So if you go to the last page, just in terms of really summarizing where partners play, we talked about, you know, the fact that you're providers of the solutions. That's how the marketplace is buying. Through programs like Value Advantage Plus and your partner plan profile, it helps us to understand what types of solutions and value-added services you have. Partners can also be opportunity owners. Those that have certified skills can participate in lead management through Partner World for Software lead management. As we do demand generation out there through all of the programs that Kevin talked about, we want to make sure that we've got partners on board to help certainly in terms of those opportunities. And then many of you on the phone hopefully will choose to be demand generation partners, particularly those of you on resellers or, you know, value-added distributor types of models where you're actually doing co-marketing kinds of activities. We would very much love to have you as part of our co-marketing programs. And those of you in ISV kinds of programs, we certainly have offerings for you as well and would want to connect to your downstream channel partners so that we can really, you know, balance and manage the overall ecosystem. So if you go to this last page, next page, I should say, you know, just in terms of overall launch activities, the best place to look is in the BP Partner Zone in Partner World for Software, because we're going to be continuing to publish our overall communications to business partners in terms of upcoming conference calls. We'll have lunch and learns, everything that basically we are making available from the big plays, particularly as we start to launch them into the marketplace, we'll make available to you in the way of, you know, key information that we'll post out there in the business partner zone. And then for those of you that, you know, want to participate in co-marketing, this is obviously the place where you go to get the big play in the box marketing materials as well and the campaign calendar of events. So if you go to the next page, this is just a placeholder of what a calendar looks like. It might look a little bit different in the BP zone, but the idea is, again, we'll be going to be publishing all of the key product launches as well as big play launches and different tactics that are going to be available out there, so that as you build up your partner plans, you'll be able to better understand, you know, what kinds of activities are we going to be driving and when, so that you can leverage your own activities. So on the last page here, you know, partnering is the heart of our strategy. And from an IBM perspective, you know, we want to be the leaders in industry-leading software and technology. And we're investing probably $500 million in 2004 around really creating better market pull in terms of our PR activities, our advertising activities, and all the demand generation activities that Kevin talked about. We'll also continue to invest in marketing and sales support and technical enablement activities, so innovation centers, as well as, you know, continuing to drive more and more materials to our business partners through the Partner World for Software Business Partner Zone. We'll continue to make our programs overall best of breed in terms of supporting our partner community, and incentive programs like Value Advantage Plus and TCI certainly offer great profit opportunities as well. But what we're looking for from a partner perspective is, you know, your skills and your capabilities and really understanding, you know, where you basically want to play in the marketplace, you know, in terms of industry, in terms of applications or your services, and what kinds of technology expertise do you have, because it's really the portfolio of the industry solutions and services that help to drive and create the foundation for the applications, and that, as we've talked about, is how customers are buying out there in the marketplace. So value-added partners are extremely important, and as I said before, partnering is at the heart of our overall strategy. And from a customer perspective, certainly the customers get the best of both worlds in having the foundation that IBM provides along with the value add that our business partner community adds. So on the next page, just in terms of what I would see as next steps, there's one that's not on here, and that is probably the best way to engage with IBM as a starting point. And, you know, I would encourage all of you on the phone to do this if you haven't done it already, is to, you know, sit down with your business partner representative and build a partner plan. The partner plan helps to create the foundation for, you know, what is the overall relationship you want to have with IBM, helping them understand, you know, where your industry and expertise lies, what kinds of solutions you have that you want to drive out there with our middleware. It also gives you the ability to, you know, look at your skill base and understand, you know, are there classes you would like to take advantage of? It gives you the opportunity to look at your pipeline. And if you want to build additional pipeline, what are some of the co-marketing and marketing programs you can take advantage of to get going very quickly? And then certainly from an incentive point of view, you know, how much do you want to earn and what are the appropriate programs to be a part of? So a partner plan is a lot more than just, you know, good housekeeping and, you know, a form that you fill out, but rather something that, you know, creates a living and breathing document that you can use to manage your relationship with IBM, and certainly the IBM team can use to really understand where you want to play. We do have the upcoming Partner World Conference coming up in Las Vegas. It's February 29th through March 3rd. And I would encourage you, if you haven't considered registering for this great conference, to go ahead and do so, because there will be a lot more information, not only about the big plays, but also breakout sessions from many of the leaders within Software Group. And on the next slide, you're going to see that. We'll also be, you know, having lunch and learn sessions following the Partner World to be able to really help you learn more about specific marketing programs that are going to be relevant to your business. As we talk about launching these big plays, we're really at just a step in time. We're in the mid part of February here, and we're going to be launching, you know, overall activities and tactics around each of these big plays throughout the rest of the first quarter, and then certainly throughout the rest of the year. So, as I say, this is just a starting point to get going, but, you know, continue to participate, continue to understand what's happening in your area, consult the calendar, and certainly participate in the Business Partner Zone, because that's where we're going to be putting a lot of the information. And then, you know, finally, you know, as the virtual innovation centers are up and running, I'd encourage you to go out there and take a look. We are putting more and more resources into this important portal. It'll be available through the Partner World for Software BP Zone, but you'll be able to, again, have, you know, a wealth of access to interactive software sales and technical information, and designed to be very, very easy to use. And then, you know, finally, take advantage of our air cover. We talked a lot about, you know, spending $500 million in terms of marketplace presence, launching these big plays, advertising, and all of the various materials that go along with that. So, you know, if you do nothing else when you leave this session, I'd very much like for you to, you know, again, take a look at those big plays, figure out from your overall industry model, from your overall solution model and business partner model, where you think you might play. And then, you know, talk to your business partner rep about how to get started, because, again, we want to make this as easy as possible, but we obviously all want to be able to go to market together and really leverage all of the activity that we have going. So finally, the last page here will show you the business partner sessions that are planned from the software group perspective at the Partner World Conference. You can see here Steve Mills will be speaking on Monday, followed by Don Atkins, and then we've got breakout sessions on most of the big plays as well as SMB as well as channel programs. So for sure, definitely try and attend if you can, because I think it'll be definitely worth your while. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Christy, for some Q&A.
Great. So first I'd like to just take a brief moment to thank both Kevin and Pam for taking us through the software group marketing strategy, as well as really what it means to our business partner community. And just as important, I'd like to take a minute to thank all of you for making this call meaningful and successful by taking time and making the investment to come here about what IBM has to offer kind of in the software group marketing arena for this coming year. At this point, I'd like to have the operator step us through the instructions for opening it up for Q&A. Hopefully, you guys have come up with a question or two along the way. So, Lori, if you can guide folks through how to ask a question.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically today. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. We'd like to ask that those of you joining us from IBM today would please take your questions offline and allow our business partners to ask their questions live. Once again, that is star 1 for your questions, and we'll pause for just a moment.
So while we're waiting for a business partner question, Pam or Janet, how are you finding that the business partners are actually using the calendar?
I'll take a stab at that, and then Janet, chime in if you'd like. In terms of the overall calendar, again, as you develop a partner plan, one of the key elements of partner planning is to figure out how you want to build pipeline. And, you know, obviously, you know, your business cycles and what are the trigger points in the year. What we found just in terms of our overall best practices is that, you know, it takes time to develop pipeline. So, you know, from the very beginning of, you know, sending out invitations to a customer event, for instance, to actually holding the customer event, to following up on, you know, specific customers that may have had an interest, to qualifying leads and moving those customers all the way down the sales cycle, what helps is to understand from a calendar perspective what kinds of activities are we launching and when, so that you can better align your overall demand generation activities to be more in sync. So you have the maximum benefit of the overall spending and the conditioning of the marketplace that we're doing, but you also can take into consideration your business needs as you develop your partner plan as to when you want to get your pipeline going and, you know, certainly how much time you're going to need to be able to realize the benefits.
Yeah, I just echo that with, as Pam said, we're hoping that by telling you when our main push for your topic area or solution area will be, that you'll be able to leverage that and possibly bring some of your customers to IBM events as well. By doing this too, we're also aligning when the marketing materials are available. So if you're launching an automation, a Tivoli-type solution, we will have the marketing messages that go along with the IBM advertisements there on Partner Zone so that you can use those same messages and same thoughts with your customers.
Great. Thank you. So, Lori, do we have any questions from some of our partners?
We do. We'll take a question from Derek Biltfell from Caro Systems.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to know, I didn't hear anything on the plans for really tightly integrating Rational into the programs like VAP or TCI and extending them to being a full partner. Is there any update on those plans?
Pam, would you like to respond to that one?
Sure. Certainly, in terms of overall Rational, we do consider the Rational partners as key participants in terms of our overall incentives and things like that. The secret to Value Advantage Plus is to be able to register kind of your overall value add you know, services and or applications and or expertise into the marketplace. We're also looking to, you know, continue to drive development types of platform support through programs like Partner World for Software. So, you know, specifically, I don't have a lot of details just in terms of rational specific, but I will tell you that, you know, you are an important part of the fold, and we'll continue to try and make a great value proposition for our rational partners. But
yes, it's obviously been an evolution as well as we feed them into Partner World and get everybody loaded and have access to Partner Zone. We will have the same seminar and Tela and the different scripts and marketing materials available for the rational partners. It will be under, as Kevin mentioned, the software development platform. So as you see us talk about the marketing programs for software development, that will have the rational brand and the rational messages that we'll play to. Again, we are still loading some of that as we get the rational players on board. We're loading that seminar information for them. And we are working as well with the VAP program. I know many of the rational partners are influenced rather than the straight resell that we deal with, and so we're trying to look at ways to feed them in and maybe have more of a lucrative incentive for them. But in general, the marketing materials and all of that will be found at the same locations and on the same calendar and on in the same places as any of these other marketing programs.
Great. Thank you, Derek. Any other questions, Lori?
Yes, moving on, we'll go next to Rachel Levins with Countermind.
Hi, my question relates to some programs that we're generating internally here, and I was looking for, well, I wanted to have IBM be a co-sponsor for some activities that we have other partners also included in the campaign, and was wondering, one, if that was something that was supported within IBM, and two, how to go about finding the appropriate person to speak to and to pitch the program to.
Sounds like a great tactic, Rachel. This is Christy Schaffner, and I believe you RSVP'd to me. So why don't you go ahead and send that to me in an email, and we can try and track that down for you.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Anything else, Lori?
Yes. We'll go to Jim Murphy from Principal Software.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. First, a comment on something I thought worked really well last year, and that was the Lotusphere Comes to You marketing campaign that Scott Holtz ran. The reason I thought that worked really well was because of the truly integrated nature where you had business partners actually doing some of the demand generation for the event. IBM sort of did the heavy lifting behind, you know, sponsoring the actual location and providing content. But business partners actually also got the opportunity to present content as well and have booths and podiums sort of, you know, out in a common area between breaks. That worked really well for us, not only to, you know, help get additional customers there, but, you know, give our customers something to go to find out about the, you know, the Lotus message at that time. And was wondering if that's a model or an approach that you're planning on, you know, carrying forward into 2004.
So, Kevin or Jeb, do you want to maybe address anything that we have around events that might get at the heart of what Jim felt was valuable with the Lotusphere Comes to You?
Sure. And actually, that is a model that we are continuing to that is going to be the program model for that second tier of supporting events that I showed on that slide earlier, where we will be looking for partner participation in a lot of those kinds of activities. The specific Lotusphere Comes to You as a brand-specific event will not be taking place. A lot of the Lotusphere content is going to be driven into the people productivity program and activities that will support that. But that model that was primarily an America's only model that came through, and we are actually going to try to build upon that idea and actually drive it globally.
How do we follow up on that?
We'll post information to the BP Zone, Jim. So we'll make sure that both in the calendar and in the event section of the Business Partner Zone,
okay,
that we have good information for when those tactics get a little bit more firmed up.
Great. The more advance that you do on that, in other words, if you were to publish even like a 2004 calendar, you know, we'll plan our own marketing schedule around that and just make sure that we're full partner in every event that you run in our geography.
Great. Appreciate it. Okay, Lori, any others?
Yes, we'll go next to Chris Grandmont from Limit.
Hi, my question is about the different marketing programs that are available. I guess I'm kind of confused with there's an SMB campaign, there's the Virtual Innovation Center, and I'm just having a problem figuring out what I should use. Is there a one-stop shop place that I can just go and see all of them? And I know in the Business Partner Zone it lists them all, but I'm just having trouble figuring out which is best for me to use, I guess.
Yeah, this is Pam. This kind of gets back to my point about I think the best place to start is in the development of a business partner plan, because, you know, sitting down with your business partner rep, you can look at, you know, what would be, you know, perhaps the best place to start, you know, based on your overall business model and where your alignment is, and, you know, that would be somebody that can help guide you through the process. So if maybe we could just take your information, you know, through Christy, certainly we can connect the right person to you. But, you know, back to your point, you're right. SMB is one of the overall big plays from, you know, a cross-brand perspective, as well as the on-demand areas of integration, automation, and people productivity. And it's not to say that, you know, one would necessarily preclude the other. It just depends on, again, you know, what the capabilities of your firm and what kinds of things you'd like to be able to do in terms of your overall marketing. Innovation centers are more in terms of how we deliver enablement support, both in terms of technical and sales support. But kind of building an overall partner plan, I think going through that process helps you bring all of it together, which, you know, demand generation, what kind of skills do you need, what kind of technical support do you need to make sure that, you know, as you get customers in your pipeline, you can respond to the overall demands and opportunities.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chris. Lori, let's do one or two more if we have them queued up.
Okay, we'll go to Christopher Hancock from Right Size Business Systems.
Good morning. Thank you all for your time. I just wanted to echo what the previous caller had said about the local hands-on people, you know, customer butts in rooms kinds of seminars as having been the most effective campaigns we've ever done with IBM. And that, you know, with Lotusphere comes to you being shelved, it's very important to us as a local business partner to have an IBM-sponsored event where the business partners have a chance to get up on the stage and, you know, act like business partners, because sometimes that shows the world that we really are working closely with IBM. It's very important to us that those sorts of events do continue to happen in some form.
Great, Christopher. Thanks for the feedback. So it sounds like there's a lot of support and momentum for those particular types of tactics.
I think so. I mean, they're a whole lot more effective in our space than sending out more spam or more junk mail.
Right, yep. And I know the events have been just historically very successful. So we'll certainly take that into consideration as we continue to drive these and plan our spending for the rest of the year.
Great, thank you.
Thanks. Any others, Lori?
Yes, we'll go back to you, Rachel Blevins, with a follow-up question.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry, this is another question about, it's unrelated to the last one, but in terms of some events, our solution has some very specific vertical applications, and I know that IBM's at tons of events over the course of the year, and there's often pavilions and that kind of thing with partner displays, and wanted to understand how I could best tap into those types of things and figure out if there's an opportunity for us to participate in those events.
Great. So, Pam, would you like to address that one?
Sure. Again, my common theme is let's start by building a partner plan of, you know, looking at the calendar of events. We do have a pretty good view of the major events we participate in, things like CMP events, CBIT, you know, some of the major trade shows of where there are opportunities certainly to participate. And then, you know, through going through the exercise of partner planning and aligning to a big play, that also will then give us the ability to understand from a calendar of what's happening big play by big play, you know, what additional types of local events may be sponsored. And, again, while we don't have, you know, a complete calendar view of all of that activity at this point in the year, as both Kevin and Jeb said, you know, as we continue to, you know, formulate and get all of the overall plans in place and the tactics, we'll make that available through the BP zone. But the best place to connect, I still think, is in the partner plan, because that, you know, we can look at not only the calendar but also your capabilities and make sure that you're on the radar screen so that we can make those opportunities available to you, and we obviously know where you want to play.
And, Pam, just to, I mean, we have developed a partner plan and been working with our BPSM very closely and targeted our determined which vertical markets would be the most appropriate fit and that kind of thing. The problem I've had is really getting visibility into the vertical organizations within IBM and how to identify, you know, the right contacts and how to start those conversations and figure out what's on their calendar for the year in terms of very, you know, vertical events. I've seen the, you know, big the big events, but I don't know if we're necessarily the best fit in those specific areas.
Yeah, if I can make maybe a just a recommendation here on the fly, maybe what we could do is one of our first lunch and learns, we could feature both the SMB Big Play, which is all about vertical industries,
okay,
as well as maybe have some guest speakers from our industry vertical teams to really, you know, take you guys through what the overall lay of the land is for 2004 and what some of the things are that they have in the works. We could probably drill down a lot further, and for those of you that are interested in this kind of information, I think that would be a great topic for Lunch and Learn in the near future.
Yeah, that sounds great. How do we find out about the Lunch and Learns?
I think we'll be publishing the schedule through the Business Partner Zone.
Okay.
We will. Where you found, Rachel, where you found the information about the call in the BP Zone under Events and Conferences, mm-hmm, there's a section called Teleconferences, and we'll continue to post the details around the Lunch and Learns, as well as this presentation and the MP3 audio file for download for anybody in your respective organizations that may have missed the call that would want to listen in, and that'll be available. We'll get it from the conference call company in about 24 hours,
okay,
and then we'll have it posted by the 19th for download.
Excellent. And if there's, I know going up to the site for me, you know, is kind of remembering to go back up to look for the appropriate Lunch and Learns and that kind of thing. So if there's any kind of notification that goes out, if I can be added to that, that would be excellent.
Yeah. We'll be sending emails as well as posting that schedule in the subscription newsletter as well.
Super.
Thanks. So I think we're a little over 10 minutes past our time to close here. Great questions. Obviously, you guys were listening and are engaged, and we really appreciate all the valuable feedback as well on what's working. So thank you again for your time. Thank you to our guest speakers, Pam and Kevin, and our panel. And have a great day, and we look forward to seeing you at Partner World and talking to you at the Lunch and Learns and seeing those partner plans and marketing tactics and Virtual Innovation Center registration. So have a great one, and thanks again for your participation.
And that does conclude today's conference. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today.